Pakistan's former ambassador to Washington appeared in court today in Islamabad. Ambassador Hussein Haqqani is facing treason charges over a memo he allegedly wrote last May. The document reportedly asked the U.S. to help in preventing a military coup in Pakistan. Today, Haqqani denied writing the memo. Meanwhile, the man who took power in Pakistan's last military coup is now attempting a comeback. Former General and President Pervez Musharraf made the announcement yesterday. After 3 years of self-imposed exile, Musharraf says that he wants to return home to run for office. Fahad Desmouk tells us how Musharraf's supporters are reacting in Karachi.
Fireworks were set off when Musharraf announced that he promised to return to Pakistan sometime between the 27th and the 30th of January. He was addressing a rally of about 8,000 supporters in Karachi via a video link from Dubai. Musharraf ruled Pakistan as a military dictator from 1999 to 2007, and then as a civilian president for another 9 months. He finally stepped down from office in August 2008 to avoid impeachment proceedings against him. Since then, he's lived in exile in London and Dubai, spending much of his time on the global lecture circuit. But recently, he's expressed an interest in returning to Pakistan to contest parliamentary elections as a constitutional leader. In 2010, he set up the All Pakistan Muslim League, a new political party that he leads. The only problem is that there are arrest warrants out for him in Pakistan in connection to the killings of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto and Baloch nationalist leader Akbar Bukti. His opponents are also threatening to push for him to be tried for high treason for his 1999 military coup. But Musharraf remains defiant.
There are many who are trying to scare me, but I am not scared. I have fought wars. I have seen threats. I don't fear, and I will come to Pakistan. These cases against me have no basis. I will face them in the courts.
And while Musharraf has no shortage of opponents, he does also have supporters, as was evident yesterday in Karachi.
And I'm here to support Musharraf because I think we have been the beneficiary during his era between 2000 and 2007. I haven't seen better time in Pakistan than that.
That's businessman Waqas Haider. It's his class of entrepreneurs and white-collar professionals that arguably prospered the most during Musharraf's rule. The former general's supporters overwhelmingly refer to economic growth under Musharraf as his most important credential. Haider says businessmen like himself could count on growth back then, and they want that certainty back.
That's what has been missing since he's been gone, certainty. In a business environment, that's what you need.
Musharraf's supporters are convinced he can bring back prosperity. They also don't think the former general did anything wrong back in 1999 when he overthrew an elected government in a coup to take power. According to Ali Naqvi, an office holder in Musharraf's new political party, it was a legitimate act by Musharraf.
I don't call it unconstitutional. At that time, the situation was very grave. Pakistan was being declared a failed state. It was high time. He did the right thing. And people supported it. People were distributing sweets and cakes and there was happiness everywhere. People were on the street dancing. How can you call it unconstitutional?
That's not how Musharraf's foes see it, which is why his most immediate challenge before campaigning for parliament is how to return to Pakistan without getting arrested. For The World, this is Fahad Desmouk in Karachi, Pakistan.